proud as stern, she was wood and steel. Lake had seen no better, with wood to burn, she'd steam along, the boom of logs behind her. 6-inch beams and 2x4s, with sheets of steel beneath her, and a winch to pull her up on shore, across both land and water. Built she was in 26, or was it 27, by Morris's men, old Joel Apee, and I think Ernie Collins. From Devon camp they hauled her down the shores of Browns Bay water. In Waccamie she'd chug along, no other tug could catch her. With paddle, steam, and winch to pull, the other end a cable wrapped around a tree to bring her out, and that's the way we moved her. Bow to stern, she was wood and steel. The slick had seen no better. With wood to burn, she'd steam along, the boom of logs behind her. 6-inch beams and 2x4s, sheets of steel beneath her, and a winch to pull her up on shore, across both land and water. It was Big Frank Brown, he drove the tug, he was the blonde's true master, and Harry Claus down in the hole would make the boat move faster. The curse and poke, the fire he'd stoke, and make the flames grow hotter, deeper in steam, till she sweats her beams, and her engine does blow over. Time the boys would fight, for Harry liked his liquor. Frank would put him on shore for a day or more, for some time to think things over. With a stack of wood and a sober head, in a place where there's no spirits, he'd climb on board and they'd head for shore, and toast the blonde soon after. From bow to stern she was wood and steel. Snake had seen no better. With wood to burn, she'd steam along, the boom of logs behind her. 6-inch beams and 2x4s, sheets of steel beneath her, and a winch to pull her up on shore, across both land and water. From bow to stern, she was wood and steel. The snake had seen no